Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking at having a great time in the Lord. It is Oldie But Goodie Tuesday, so get prepared. And go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to back up the word. Praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you, humbling our hearts, O Lord, asking you for mercy. O God, during this broadcast, let your power come down. Let our souls be touched. O God, let souls be healed in the name of Jesus. O my Father, let sins be forgiven and blot out transgressions. Lord, we invite you and your presence to remain with us throughout this broadcast, oh God, and even afterwards. Lord, we need a blessing tonight. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We need strength, oh God, and we need encouragement. Please, Lord, lift heavy burdens. Destroy the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us. Oh God, let it wash and purify us. Oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh God. Be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, whatever is in our hearts that's not right, pleasing to you, Lord, forgive us, oh God, and take it away from us. We pray, Lord, that you will look on those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord God, we ask that you'll consider every prayer request, every petition, oh Lord, every heart desire. Be merciful, Lord, and grant it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're calling on you tonight for an intervention, Lord, for those, oh God, who are struggling tonight, those who are feeling cast down and discouraged. We ask you, oh God, to intervene and lift them up, Lord Jesus. Help them in this hour of temptation. Help them, O God, in this hour of tests and trials. Have mercy, O God, and give strength. Help them to carry on in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're waiting on you down here, and we can't do nothing without you, O God, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you, oh God, to increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to believe. Take away doubt. Take away fear. Take away unbelief or anything that hinders us. Oh, Lord God, and empower us. Strengthen us. Build us up. And help us to do all that you assigned unto us, Lord Jesus. We ask for your mercy tonight, oh God. We ask that you will move by your power and that you will remember those who are on the prayer list. Bless them, O God, in a special way. In the name of Jesus, remember the bereaved families tonight. Give comfort, Lord. Give consolation. Help them during this difficult, oh God, difficult and painful time. Be merciful, Lord. Please have mercy. Oh, Lord, remember those who are incarcerated. Stop by, Lord Jesus, and have mercy, oh, God. Save, Lord Jesus. Deliver, oh, my God. Make whole right now. Oh, Lord, work wonders and work miracles. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we take you at your word. Oh, Lord God, we pray that your word will go forth over the airwaves, that it will reach every listener, oh God. Touch, Lord Jesus, in a special way. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. We believe you tonight, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your goodness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry, oh God. We ask you to continue to bless.
We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the eighth number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightiest still the enemy and the avenger. Consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We thank you, Lord, for the reading of the eighth number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Shell. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and one is zero N-E. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and prayers on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to remember the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride. And we want to continue to pray for Missionary Desi Johnson, the Breathe Johnson family, the Breathe Williams family, the Breathe Jackson family, the Breathe Ingram family, the Breathe McBride family, Sister Rhoda, the Edmond family, the entire Morton family, Latricia Blackshirt, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in prayer, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank you again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are going retro again tonight, back to the oldies but goodies in the gospel, back to 1993. And at this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond of the Gospel Truth broadcast.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you because thou art worthy, Lord. We thank you because because you're good to us, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you because thou hast kept us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we call upon you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call on you for help tonight, Jesus. We want you to stretch out thy mighty hand, Lord. Look upon each and every one of those that are on the prayer list, Lord. Look on each and every soul out there in radio land, Lord. You know them one by one and name by name. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. You know all about it. Lord God, we want you to move by that spirit, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Lord God, touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want you to touch right now, Lord. Touch that heart, Lord. Touch that mind, Jesus. Lift that heavy burden. Heal that sick body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you told us in your word, with your sight, we are healed. And we believe you and take you at your word. Lord God, heal. Heal and deliver, Lord. Heal somebody right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my God, send thine anointing. Send your anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send on deliverance, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, Lord. Look on the hearts and souls of men everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, loose the shackles. Set free tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the speaker of the hour, in the name of Jesus. Send our word, send our anointing, use that speak through, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, save, Lord, save, Jesus, save a dying soul, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want you to let your will be done. We want you to have thine eternal way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask these blessings of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer. I'm going to turn this portion over to the hands of the back of the prayer. Praise the Lord. God bless every one of our radio listeners. I'm happy to come to you once again. Praise God. I'd like to thank God for how that he's been blessing through this radio broadcast. And number two, the Lord has sent his approval on this broadcast. The Lord has given us souls.
Glory
to
God.
He has sent on souls.
Yes, he has.
Those who have heard the word of God over this broadcast and decided that they wanted to make Jesus their choice. Decided that they wanted to serve the Lord. God sent them on to the church at Christian Temple, and they began to seek the Lord for their soul salvation. And of a truth, the Lord sent his anointing, and the Lord touched and delivered the soul. We want to encourage them, Sister Joyce and Sister Karen, to continue with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Continue to serve the Lord.
Yes,
for we are praying for you.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
we're going to go into our message for tonight. We're going to begin reading from St. John, the 12th chapter, and the 26th verse. And if any man serve me, let him follow me.
Yes.
And where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Yes.
If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Yes.
And going to the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth.
Yes.
And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Oh, yes.
Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but as for me and my house,
all right,
we will serve the Lord.
We will serve the Lord.
I'm going to leave a short subject with you. I'm going to serve the Lord. This is a personal salvation. Praise the Lord. And I tell you of a truth, in these last and evil days, I tell you we are living in crucial times. We're living in times when men won't amend their ways. They won't turn from their evil, wicked ways. We're living in times where they're calling right wrong, and they're calling the wrong right. But I tell you, I'm going to serve the Lord in these last and evil days. When I look back over my life, and perfect heart.
Yes, Lord.
And with a willing mind.
A willing heart.
I said a willing.
Willing.
To serve the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
With a perfect heart.
Hello.
And with a willing mind.
Hello.
Because my God has done great things
for me.
Where all the blood.
Amen.
He brought me up.
Yes,
out of a horrible pit.
Yes,
and he placed my feet.
Yes,
on solid ground.
Yes.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy on them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Touch somebody's mind tonight, Lord. Bring their minds in, God. In the name of Jesus, those that are low in spirit, God, lift them up tonight, Lord. I know you're able, Father. In the name of Jesus, those that are cast down, God, oh, Father, pick them up, Lord. I know that you're able, God. Those that are laying upon their bed of affliction, God, heal tonight, Lord. Raise them up, Father. I know you're able, Lord. Make ways and open doors for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let somebody know that you care for them tonight, God. Oh, Father, have your way, Lord. Go into the prisons, Jesus. Touch right now, God. Oh, Father, touch somebody's mind and heart right now, God. Help them to give their lives to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, while we're praying, God, do it right now, Lord. I know you're able, God. Go into the mental institutes, God. Touch right now, Lord. Restore the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. You are mind regulator, my God. Do it in your name, Lord. In your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Look on the President of the United States, my God.
Yes.
Help him to lead your people, Lord. I know that you're able, God. Have your way in his life, God. Most of all, save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Look on those countries, God, that are warring and troubling, God, in the name of Jesus. Save right now, Lord. Touch the mind, God. Help them to lay down the weapons, God. Help them to pick up the word of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God. Have your way, God. Look on our neighbors tonight, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles for your people, God. Go on the prayer list, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. Comfort and console, God. The bereaved families, God, I know that you're able, God. Let your will be done and have your eternal way, God. Bless all those that are listening tonight, God. Oh, my Father, have your way in their lives, God. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord. Pour out the blessing, my God. You know the desires of the hearts, my God. Oh, my Father, help us, God. Help us to delight ourselves in you, Lord. You promised to give us, Lord, the desires of thine heart, God. I know that you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, God. Continue to go with us. Stand by us. Lead, God, and direct our paths, Lord. And we will be careful to give thy name the praise. These and all blessings we ask of thee in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that prayer coming to Evangelist Cynthia.
Amen.
Glory to God. We need to pray. I tell you, pray for the world. Pray for those who have backslidden on God. Glory to God. All those who are bereaved and institutionalized, people are going through so much down here. We are living in the last days. Surely Jesus is soon to come. We thank God for the word of God and for the prayer. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor so that our evangelist or whoever else is on the line who would like to say something for the Lord. We're going to open it up so that you can give God some praise. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank God for the throwback Tuesday. Amen. 1993, I believe she said, or 92. Amen. And the word of God is still the same. Amen. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
We are to serve him no matter what. Amen. Let the wind blow. Let the storm come. Let the waters rise, but continue to serve the Lord. Amen. Don't back up on God, because he surely is not backing up on us. He said, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. He's right there in the trouble. He's right there in the storm. All we got to do is continue to serve the Lord. Amen. Serve them in our household. Serve them on the job. Serve them wherever we go. Amen. Just continue to serve the Lord. Amen. And I believe Joshua wasn't only talking about his household, but I believe he was talking about that earthly vessel too.
Yes.
Amen. He said, as for me and my house. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
As for me
you.
And my house. We will serve the Lord, me and my being, my whole being, everything that is within me. I'm going to continue to serve the Lord. Amen. I'm going to come on in because I'm getting stirred up more. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God tonight. I want to encourage you, you and you. Amen. Take the word of God in. Amen. Live by it and you will be saved. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell. I'm going to serve the Lord. And this is a declaration, a vow that the person saying it is determined to serve the Lord. And she began to break down what it means to serve. Reverend honor to carry out or perform the duties given. And this is what Joshua declared he would do. And he told the children of Israel to choose whom they would serve. And I was enjoying Vanna Cynthia going on ahead. It just sounded like a continuation. It was in the same key and everything. I was enjoying it. I thank God for the word of God. It will stir you up. And I tell you, I thank God for this.
Good.
I want to say advantage me, though. Be encouraged, advantage me. Keep preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was a soul-stirring message. And
it was.
The anointing and talked about this commitment that you have to make for yourself.
All right.
Whether anybody to do this or whatever they decide to do, you have to be committed and say within yourself, as for me and my house, this has to be a determination, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you have to mean it from your heart, because there will be a temptation where somebody will invite you to go another way. But you have to determine in yourself, I'm going to serve the Lord. Glory to God. And I tell you right now, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. You're not missing anything. Glory to God. The only thing you're missing is death, hell, and destruction.
Yes.
But when you decide to serve the Lord, glory be to God. God has a crown in store for you. God has a place prepared for you. It's worth serving the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It's worth the suffering. It's worth the tests and the trials. No matter what happens, no matter what comes up, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory to God. And don't take anything else for that. Don't take no for an answer. Don't go any other way. But you serve the Lord. If you hear the Lord calling you through this message tonight,
if
you hear God and feel God tugging on your heart and inviting you that you say, yes, Lord, I will serve you for the rest of my life. Why don't you surrender and just give your life to the Lord? It's worth it. I'm encouraging you. Walk away from the world. Turn away from the world. I tell you, this word of God is so powerful. It's powerful. Even when it was preached years ago, the same word of God is effective, it's anointed, and it's powerful. Hallelujah. You have to make up your own mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. I truly enjoy the word. I'm just enjoying the oldies but goodies. And every time I hear the prayer coming through our late Evangelist Melinda and the word of God being preached and how they used to get on that air and go, you know, get on the radio and the word was going out over the airways and reaching souls. I tell you, that just takes me back. And I thank God for the word of God. Amen. It hasn't lost any power, but it's still the same anointed word. Glory, hallelujah. So let's take the word of God in on heart, and I can say of a truth that this is truly soul-stirring, and it's powerful. It makes you think about your own life. Amen.
Yes.
If you haven't thought about it before, you need to consider it. Are you going to serve the Lord, or are you going to serve yourself, others, the devil? You ought to serve the Lord. If I were you, I would choose to serve the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I enjoy the exhortations coming to our evangelist. I tell you, I'm getting stirred up through the word of God. He's living in this time. I tell you, people are serving themselves.
Glory to God. The Lord blessed them to retire. They retire, and they just serving themselves, just sitting around watching television and going out to eat. Ain't got time to go see about a soul, fussing and arguing and carrying on. I tell you, we living in the last days. People need to bring their minds in, put their minds on Jesus, and remember, you're supposed to be serving the Lord. Glory to God. And we are supposed to be committed to the will of God, just as Jesus was. He was committed. He didn't care what they said about him, what they did to him. He made sure that he did his Father's will. And glory to God, I tell you, the Lord was well pleased with the work that his son did. And we ought to want the Lord to be pleased with the work that we have done, that he has charged us to do. This is a charge that he has given to us, and we must fulfill the will of God. I tell you, my soul is stirred up again through the word of God, and I want to encourage everyone on the line, our evangelists especially, to serve the Lord and do the will of God. Whatever he told you to do, do it. Regardless of the feedback you get, the bad feedback, the criticism, because that's what happens when you make up your mind to do the will of God. You'll get a lot of criticism, and they'll find fault why you shouldn't. But God already told us what to do, and we know what we're supposed to be doing. So we got to go ahead on and fulfill the will of God. So I encourage you to go ahead on and do what thus saith the Lord. Serve the Lord. And those of you that don't know the Lord, it's time to get to serve the Lord. Get to know him in the pardon of your sins. The doors is open. The doors to salvation is open now. But we don't know how long it's going to be open, because Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he's not coming to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you don't already have the Holy Ghost, you will be left behind. And we don't want that. We don't want that for anybody. But the Lord is sending his word and allowing you to have the opportunity to come to Christ. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we're not going to hold you up. Are there any more comments or announcements? I believe the Women's Day is coming up. On the 24th, I believe it is, 24th or the 26th.
But the anyway, 26th through the 28th.
Okay, the Lord. Yes. Can you tell them where it's going to be? Can you give them the information?
Yes, it is.
I don't have it in front of me.
Understood. It's going to be here in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Hanover, Maryland. The address is 7491 New Ridge Road, Hanover, Maryland, 21076. And on services are going to be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the hotel, and Sunday school on Sunday, that's May 28th, starts at 9:45, and then morning worship starts at 11 o'clock a.m. if it's the Lord's will.
Praise the Lord.
And
so
amen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Those are the services. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. So if you're in the Baltimore area, Hanover, Maryland, if you're in that area, you can come and be with the women of God at the Hilton Garden Inn, Hanover, Arundel Mills on the 26th and the 27th. So God bless you. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we ask that you continue to tune us in. We'll be back again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. We're going to say God bless you. We love you. And good night.
God bless you, Vandas. I just wanted to make mention that the 26th will be a Friday, so we don't necessarily have a then, but on the 27th and the 28th, that's Saturday and Sunday, Lord's will.
Okay. Okay. Thank the Lord for that correction. Okay. Keep the announcements in mind, and as we stated, we look forward to being back here again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. God bless.